Today, April 22nd, 2010, marks the 40th anniversary of Earth Day. This year, people will be celebrating the day in a variety of ways. If you're looking for a way to give something back to the planet, why not do something for birds? I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. Happy Earth Day, everyone. This is Bay Birds. There are around 595 bird species found in California. 476 have been seen here in Marin, and about 500 species spend at least part of their lives in the San Francisco Bay Area. Pretty remarkable when you consider this is more than half the number of bird species present in the entire United States. Within this number, we have residents that stay here year-round and annual migrants that stop to rest, feed, or breed, but then head off to new adventures during other parts of the year. We have hawks, owls, and osprey, loons, grebes, herons, egrets, and pelicans, quail, rails, and coots, a huge variety of shorebirds and seabirds, hummingbirds, woodpeckers, warblers, sparrows, and so many more. While some of these birds are found commonly, others are much more difficult to find, such as the endangered California clapper rail that require mature salt marsh habitat with deep channels, and the endangered western snowy plover that depends on protected sandy beach habitat. Even some of our more common birds have shown significant population drops within the last few years. Among these are some you are likely to recognize, such as the cedar waxwinged, a very colorful winter visitor, white-crowned sparrows, and house finches. Habitat loss or degradation tend to be a leading threat to their survival. Birds are everywhere, and many rely on a variety of habitats and latitudes during their life cycle. They are truly the canary in the coal mine, and drops in their populations are a clear signal that we need to make our Earth a healthier place for all of its inhabitants, including us humans. This Earth Day, take a stand and do a little something to help birds. Need some ideas? Here are a few easy ideas that make a huge difference. Number one on that list, create more habitat. You can put up a bird box and see who takes up residence, or plant native plants in your home gardens or at schools, parks, along freeways, and even near businesses. While you are attending to these gardens, avoid using pesticides or herbicides, as they not only kill off food sources for birds, they can also harm the birds themselves. If you have a larger property, consider leaving a dead tree or snag standing. Many larger birds love to nest in old tree cavities. For those of us with smaller properties, consider letting nature run wild in a corner of the yard. Allowing grasses and plants to grow tall and go to seed provides natural food and shelter. Even everyday actions can protect birds. Topping the list, use less plastic. Buy bulk or take your own bags to the supermarket and avoid anything with six-pack rings. Once plastic enters the environment, it is there forever. And as it gets broken down into smaller and smaller pieces, it becomes more dangerous to birds since they often mistake it for food. Want to get active? Volunteer for a beach cleanup event or restoration day and meet others who are taking important steps to help our birds, and in doing so, are helping us all live on a healthier planet. To review these ideas for helping birds this Earth Day and to get a few more, visit the Audubon California website at ca.audubon.org. Just click on Make Earth Day for the Birds. And by the way, these ideas work 365 days a year, not just on Earth Day. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.